This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 1364. 3 tips to be psychologically ready for IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Are you psychologically ready for test day? Confidence is key when it comes to IELTS. So today we'll share 3 tips to make sure you are set up for success.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Aubrey. Would you say you are psychologically ready to record today?
Yes, I am. I'm so excited. And that's a really good lead in, Jessica. You guys are going to learn some amazing tips today for how to be psychologically ready for test day, which is half the battle. When I can tell students are really confident and they have that down, I'm like, you're going to get the scores you need because you're going in so confidently.
Yep. Yeah, totally. Like our recent student, Frankie. Guys, if you missed that episode, scroll up IELTS Energy 1361, how Frankie scored an overall 8 on IELTS. Do not miss that episode, guys. Hearing how other people do things in real life, how did this real person get such amazing scores? Yes. It is invaluable to your own study strategies and your own motivation. So don't miss that episode.
Yes, he's shared such great tips and he got an 8.5 on both listening and reading. Amazing. Such great scores. So congrats, Frankie. And don't miss that episode, guys. Scroll back. If you did miss it, you might not be following. So be sure to hit follow here, wherever you're listening.
Awesome. And thank you to our listener, Zena, who asked us this question. She said, hello, can you talk about how we should be psychologically ready for the exam? So today, guys, we have 3 amazing tips for you to make sure that you feel fantastic, as I'm sure Frankie did going into his exam. And that's why he got an overall 8, because he did all of these things. So what is tip number 1 for our students?
All right. Number 1 tip is to study. You may think this goes without saying, but you need to really think about the way you're studying too. You cannot just practice skills that are easy, that you know you do well on, maybe listening and speaking are your strong suits. So you keep practicing because that's building confidence. Mm-hmm. You also have to focus on the gaps. If reading and writing are more difficult, you must also study those. And that will build confidence, because if you go in on test day knowing I got a couple of these down, but I'm really struggling on a couple, that will affect your confidence.
Totally, guys. You have to prepare thoroughly for all 4 sections of the exam, and you have to be honest with yourself about how well you're preparing. I can't tell you how often I've spoken to IELTS students out in the world, maybe teaching a class or what have you, and they tell me that they are preparing for speaking by listening to a lot of great podcasts. And I'm like, that's not speaking, that's listening. You can't practice speaking by listening, right, guys? Even though it feels like you're studying sometimes, maybe it's not actually benefiting you, right? You have to be very cognizant and very organized about how you're studying, because IELTS is a huge exam and we can't miss anything if you're going to be fully prepared and confident for test day. So take, for example, reading, because I know a lot of our students struggle with the reading exam. So let's use this as an example of all the pieces that have to come together. So Aubrey, to really focus on reading, what should our students do first?
Yeah, so you first need to learn strategies like those in our Three Keys IELTS course. You can't just go in thinking of it as a comprehension exam. You must have strategies to be able to identify keywords and find answers. You also need to be very familiar with the different question types, knowing which are in order and where the answers are not in order. And do lots of practice tests, timing yourself so you can go in test day knowing I can get, you know, you'll know how many you're getting right on these practice tests and have that confidence knowing, okay, I've got this.
And this reading example is perfect because seriously, guys, if you don't do all of those things, you will not get a good reading score. Right? You have to know what the different question types are. You have to know which answers are in order, not in order. You have to have strategies for each question type. And you have to practice these strategies on IELTS test practice. If you skip even one of those steps, guys, you will not get good reading scores.
Yes, exactly. It's so vital also to be reading in your free time. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, you can be listening to podcasts, but also you need to be speaking out loud. You also need to be reading, right? The news, a book. This not only increases comprehension, but also confidence. You're immersing yourself in English and you're learning that vocabulary you need. There's just some time that needs to be put in for speaking and writing, to practice answering those questions, to practice writing these essays for all of the exams. There's time that needs to be devoted to it.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so let's get on to step number 2. What is tip number 2 to feel psychologically ready for the exam?
You need to time your writing, right? It's not enough just to learn the strategies. Yes, you need templates, you need strategies, but then you have to practice and time yourself when you're closer to the test date so that you know on test day that you can write a task 1 in 20 minutes and the task 2 in 40 minutes instead of going in and it's like, maybe I can write 2 essays in an hour. Not sure. I haven't timed myself. The confidence that brings to be able to do that in that amount of time is huge.
And along those lines, if you are getting feedback on your essays, guys, and you should do this before test day, you should get feedback from someone who knows the exam on a task 1 and task 2 so you know if you are going to get the scores you need or not. And if not, why? What do you need to change to increase those writing scores? You need that feedback, guys. But when you do get that feedback, make sure that you are providing real IELTS essays in the time allowed. Because I've gotten essays from students that are like perfect. They're amazing. And then I'm like, how long did it take you to write this essay? And they're like, an hour.
Said, Three days.
Yeah, totally. And I'm like, I mean, I'll score it. I'll give you feedback on this, but know that if you can't do this on the exam, this feedback is not valid. You're not going to learn anything from this feedback, right?
Yes. And you have to also think about the time to brainstorm and then proofread your essay after, right? You can't write those essays and it took a full hour. Oh, but there's no time to proofread. There are specific things that you need to be able to do during that hour of writing time you have that if you just let it go, it will affect your scores.
Totally. Exactly. All right. And the third tip, guys, and we will summarize these tips for you quickly at the end. So stay tuned for that. But the third tip is to when to stop studying.
Right.
So we've talked about all of the ways in which you need to work really hard to get the scores that you need and be psychologically ready. And this third tip is just as important, guys. A day or two before the exam, take a break. Don't do anything related to IELTS a day or two before the exam. Be realistic, first of all. You're not going to learn anything in the day before the exam that's going to impact your score. You're not going to do anything that day before the exam that will change your scores the following day, all right? So what you need to do instead is to take a break, right? Don't say, okay, one last practice test, one last essay. No, I'm just going to memorize this list of 10 words before tomorrow. None of that is going to help you. In fact, it will just increase your anxiety because you're just focused on, I don't know enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not ready, I need to do more. And it'll just increase this anxiety and it'll tire out your brain, right? And then you definitely won't be psychologically ready for the exam.
Or you could end up actually sleep deprived if you cram really late at night for a couple of days before the exam. Mm-hmm. You're not going to improve, you know, anything well enough to improve your scores. Your scores actually might go down because actually on test day in the exam, you're more tired, you're not as focused, you're drained. That's what could really affect your scores.
Yeah, totally. So instead, guys, use that time to relax, do activities that are motivating to you, that make you feel good, that do make you feel psychologically strong. Hang out with friends, go for a hike, go for a bike ride. At most, guys, related to IELTS, look at a map of the neighborhood of the exam center. Choose a super yummy special pastry shop that you can get something special that morning before the exam.
Treat yourself.
That's from the show Parks and Rec, guys.
Yes,
look at highly rated restaurants in the area for lunch and choose the sushi place that you're really excited about. You know, reward yourself for working so hard in the exam that day. That is the most you can do related to the exam. And it's also motivating. So guys, here are your three tips for being psychologically ready. Tip number one, study. Do not skimp on the preparation, guys. Be honest with yourself about how hard you have to work and how what you're doing is helping you. All right. What's tip number two?
Tip number two is to time your writing. It's going to give you so much confidence to go in on test day knowing you can write both of those essays in that 1 hour.
And tip number three, guys, take a break a day or two before the exam. Do fun activities that refresh your brain and help you feel mentally confident and stable. All right, guys. And of course, here's the fourth tip. Keep listening to IELTS Energy. Remember that Google Podcasts is going away sometime in the future. So if you do listen on Google Podcasts, go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts right now. Find IELTS Energy and hit follow. All right, guys, we are out for this week. We'll see you next week.
Awesome. See you, Jess.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.